Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the podcast of Snooze You Lose, a podcast about strange, weird, wacky, messed up, gross, cool, and questionable news stories from around the world, past and present. It's really fucked up shit sometimes. And you're going to find out about more on today's episode. Hello all, how are you doing? Welcome back to the show. I started talking like this for y'all. So we're going to get down to business here. Let's see what we can talk about first. A man has dipped his testicles in the salsa food delivery item. Why have you done this, dude? So a man accused of dipping testicles in salsa as revenge for low tip. Oh man, why are you doing this to yourself? A Tennessee man is facing charges for a crime that's really nuts. Dipping his testicles into some salsa being delivered to a customer in Maryville. Howard Matthew Webb was arrested by Maryville police February 22nd for the alleged January 12th incident. Investigators said that Webb, 31, was a passenger in the vehicle which was delivering food for dinner delivered that he allegedly put his testicles into a cup of salsa. According to WBIR-TV, this is an article I'm reading from HuffingtonPost.ca, sorry. A video posted to social media reportedly showed Webb reaching for the salsa cup while the driver of the vehicle said, "This is what you get when you give a 89-cent tip for almost a 30-minute drive. Oh, it feels good," according to the arrest warrant obtained by the Knoxville News Sentinel. Webb was charged with adulteration of food, liquids, and pharmaceuticals. The Blount County Daily Times reported if convicted, he faces up to 15 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000. Oh, wow. He should. Dude, you don't be dipping your testicles in that for 89-cent tip. Okay, I'm going to tell you this right fucking now. You're giving them, I don't know, man. Maybe it took a long time, so you just said fucking 89-cent tip. But why don't you tip a little bit more next time? See, this is the kind of fucking shit that happens. And I've been guilty of it before, too. And I probably didn't order, and I probably didn't even order from that place before if I didn't give much of a tip. Because I know the next time, if I get the same fucking driver, he's going to dip his testicles into my fucking salsa or whatever. Spit on my burger. Fucking put jizz on something, you know, one of my food items, and fucking eat it, you know? Just like if you're at a restaurant, something's wrong with the fucking food. Unless it's not even cooked or something, don't complain. I don't want to complain about it. I wouldn't. Because then that guy at the back, you don't know what that cook is like. He could be a disgusting, too, a human being. And you reorder the food. Like, oh, really? You don't like my food? Or you thought it was under, overcooked, or whatever? Then I'm going to spit in it. Or whatever he's going to fucking do. Jizz on it. Dip his testicles in it. For now, Webb remains behind bars in lieu of his $45,000 bond. And he is due in court on March 12th. Dinner Delivered says it has fired the driver who has not been charged. Yeah, job. Fucking skip the dishes. Dinner Delivered. Whoever it is, right? You tip that driver. Even if it's part of the fucking, you know, you have to pay for it anyways and deliver it when you order it. There's already a charge on there. They still expect a tip. So yeah, that's not good. Tip your driver extra so you don't have fucking ball sweat in your food, pretty much. This guy's paying for it, apparently. There's a video. Yeah, so that's it. That's how they found him. Dipping his old testicles into the salsa. He must have came back with vengeance, that's for sure. So let's see what we have here now. A man escapes the whale's mouth. Wow, he was swept into a whale's mouth. he was swept into a whale's mouth, and he actually survived while he was snorkeling. Oh. It wasn't exactly the tale of Jonah, but one man still has the whale of a story to tell. This is from Huffington Post, UK. South African dive tour operator Rainer Schrimp, however you say his name, recalled nearly being swallowed by a whale after he was mistakenly swept into the jaws of a sardine feeding frenzy last month. And yeah, he sounds like someone, what, a 51-year-old was snorkeling near Port Elizabeth Harbor when a series of photos captured him being sucked headfirst into the whale's mouth. So there's proof of it. It actually happened. Wow. He said there was no time for fear or any emotion. He knew instantly what had happened. He knew that the whale had come and taken me, and I instinctively held my breath, assuming that it would dive down again. Yeah, his breath probably smelled like fish. Those things fucking stink, man. I eat fish all day, so I can just imagine he's also sucking in water. He's sucking in other fish. Dude's trying to, yeah, hold on. I mean, he was just snorkeling, so I don't think you're out of tank. I instinctively held my breath, assuming that it would dive down again and spit me out somewhere in the depths of the Indian Ocean. He's lucky it didn't, because whales, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they can dive for 5 to 15 minutes and can reach depths up to 1,000 feet, so you don't want to be dropped down that far. A photographer who witnessed the dramatic scene from a nearby boat immediately began snapping away, capturing everything but Schwimp's, however you say his name, legs inside the vanishing inside the whale. Fortunately, almost as soon as the unfortunate gulp began, Schmidt said, the whale released its jaw. Wow. Allowing him to slip free to the surface. He got away. Schmidt and witnesses around him described it as a lucky break, likely stemming from a misunderstanding. So, I mean, the whale didn't really want to eat him. So, yeah, whales are no man-eaters. Witness Claudia Weber told Barcroft Animals in an interview, this was no attack. It was no fault of the whale. They're really sensitive. They're gentle giants, and it was just an accident. Schwimp also, it's the best part of the story, saying his name, was the whale that was likely just as surprised as he was. It was an interesting experience for me, but surely nothing I'd like to do again, he told Barcroft Animals. I don't think I had a whale of a time, but I have now the inside knowledge of a whale, which nobody has. And that, ain't that the truth? That's the inside knowledge that nobody wants to fucking have. I don't want to go inside of a whale. And shrimp survived, man. Well, good for him. He got out, has a whale of a tale. This, like he said, this story of a tale, whale of a tale to say to everybody. It'd be nice to do an interview with him. I really got to get my shit together and get some people on this podcast to interview them. He'd be very interesting. I bet. Maybe. Main thing, he can come in too. He can maybe tell us how to say his name properly. Would be great. So we're going to jump to another story here. This comes also from HuffingtonPost.ca. Ontario seniors were served pop brownies up in good old Canada. Whitestone, Ontario seniors were served pop brownies at the community lunch, said police. A monthly community lunch for a group of Ontario seniors took a strange turn this week after many attendees got sick from consuming cannabis-laced brownies, provincial police said Thursday. Constable Miles Loach said the seniors began seeking medical help within less than an hour of eating chocolate brownies served as dessert option at the catered gathering at the community center in Whitestone, Ontario, about half an hour east of Parry Sound, Ontario. There was 10 that went to our health center because of symptoms of being high, Loach said in a telephone interview. They did tests on them and found that it was marijuana they were high on. And Loach said police received a call shortly before 6 p.m. on Tuesday after the flurry of arrivals at the local health center. Common symptoms, he said, one by one, lunch attendees reported feeling symptoms ranging from dry mouth to dizziness to disorientation. A few even reported nausea and vomiting. And you know, there were a few, I bet, that do get high or used to getting high, probably knew what were in those brownies, I bet. I bet there was some grandma just going off of the trays, you know, getting ready to go back home, listen to some Led Zeppelin music and kick it, you know. Probably sell it to their friends even. I don't know. Like, I don't know. But puzzled by the spike in people reporting similar symptoms, Loach said, investigators began asking questions about the day's activities. It wasn't long before a pattern emerged. We got a hold of everybody who was at the meeting, and the only people that had these symptoms were the ones that ate the chocolate brownies, he said. Loach said the dessert was one of the offerings served at the gathering, which typically functions as a social opportunity for the community's elderly residents. He said the police are now actively investigating to see how the cannabis-laced brownies made their way onto the menu. Loach said that if anybody at the catering company or beyond is determined to have spiked the brownies on purpose, they could find themselves facing a charge of administering a noxious substance. He said no such determination has yet been made. However, the investigation remains open. None of the seniors appeared to recognize the symptoms of cannabis at the time, Loach said, nor did they suffer any lasting effects from their unexpected high. Thank goodness nobody was injured, because if somebody had been allergic or got in their vehicle and drove and had an accident and killed somebody or whatever, then we'd be facing a whole different set of charges. But yeah, it kind of makes you wonder. There was a catering company that went to the community center, dropped off all the food. One of their options were brownies. And somehow, some way, and I'm sure I can't see them, that they ordered the cannabis-laced brownies, maybe. But edibles aren't really legal yet, so I don't know why, unless you're a medical patient, so I don't know why. Maybe another granny snuck them in all for a joke, because I can't, unless the catering company's there hanging out with them as well, and they just want to see what happens. I think it was probably an inside job. It was one of the friends, or you know, the group of grandmas. Maybe one of the hip ones thought it would be just hilarious to do, so they did it. All hell broke loose. Now there has to be a big investigation. What if, but nothing happened. Everybody's fine. Life goes on. Okay, so now let's go to a segment. It's called Social Media. I know, can you help me out? I don't know the name for the segment yet. But it is those things that ask you a question that they just want to fill up your comments with. It's kind of like a bit of a scam, too, to get a bunch of comments. But it says something you can say during sex at a drive-thru window. So you can say it during sex and at the drive-thru window. And the comments say, I'll pay for the guy behind me. There's a hair on your nuggets. Why is this taking forever? And just remember, this is something you can say during sex and at a drive-thru window. Some people are saying, no matter how much I try to not get overly drunk, I always find myself here at 3 a.m. in the morning. Can you hand me some napkins? That's much smaller than I was hoping for. The lineup is too long. I'm just going to come inside. Can you upsize that, please? This is not what I asked for. Oh, yes, you can tap that. The guy behind me is going to be pissed. I mean, oh, man, these comments just go on and on here. But, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I don't think it was as bad. Went pretty smooth this time. Hope you enjoyed the topics. I hope that whatever platform that you are on, you subscribe to me. We're available on many platforms right now, so find the one that you like. Type us in, snooze you lose, leave a comment, leave a rating, tell your friends. You can tell you can tell your dog too if you want, I don't care, tell your motherfucking dog about us. You can do all that shit, spread the word, want to get our name out here, so it'd be great. Everything was going fine. We don't like dead air at all, do we, people? No, we don't like dead air.
Hey, Alberta.
I really need a sponsor or somebody like that. It'd be great, too. Not only a sponsor, but I would also need to use... I would also need to use... a producer. I would really need a producer. So we don't have pauses like this in my show. I don't have to produce it. Hit all the buttons. Get all my shit together. So that'd be great. So like I said, it's very important you support us so I can get these things. Better microphone. Better set. A producer. Get my shit together. No pauses. Check us out on Facebook, Snooze You Lose. And on Twitter, Snooze You Lose 1. And I know I really gotta get on IG, as the kids call it, Instagram. That'll happen soon too. I'll post pictures of our episode today. This was episode 4. Snooze You Lose. Thanks for joining us. I'm gonna do this again. Come back. Bye bye.